Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to our podcast where I try to help you with your understanding of the English language and also help you to improve your written English and, more importantly, your spoken English so you feel more comfortable and confident when you're speaking to native English speakers. So what do I have for you today in our podcast? Well, today we're going to look at some phrasal verbs, and these have a particular reference to political situations. They're not exclusively used when we talk about politics, but they can be used in that situation. So I'm going to give you five, okay? And then we'll give you an example of how we use them. Okay, so number one, to bring in. Well, this is what all governments do. They bring in new laws. They bring in changes. They bring in restrictions. Means they introduce changes. Okay, so the new government elected into the UK brought in, the past tense of bring, brought in the law which finally meant that Britain was going to leave the European Union. Okay, and that was to be scheduled for the 31st of January 2020. So to bring in new law, to bring in new rules. Secondly, to go back on. When we say to go back on, it usually means that you break your word or you go back on your word, meaning you promised something earlier, but for whatever reason, you're not able to fulfill that promise. You're not able to carry out that promise. So you have to go back on your word. And this is a very classic situation with lots of governments. When they want to be elected, they publish what they call a manifesto, which sets out all their policies if they are brought to power. So if they're brought to power, this is what they promise to do in relation to social aspects or whatever it might be. But more often than not, due to financial constraints, economic issues, they are unable to deliver on every promise, so they have to go back on their word in relation to some aspects. So when you go back on your word, you break your promise and things are not quite the way you had intended. To blow over. Well, to blow over literally means that it will be an issue for a while, but then finally it will disappear and nobody will be talking about it. For example, if we look at the clouds outside and it's about to rain, somebody might say, ah, it'll blow over in a minute, meaning the wind will take the clouds away. So that's the literal meaning of it. But in political circumstances, to blow over means that the euphoria perhaps of a general election win will soon disappear, will soon blow over, meaning it'll be back to normal. Or if there was some particular problem in the government and the newspapers were putting pressure on the ministers and the prime minister or the president, somebody might say, look, there'll be another problem next week and this will soon blow over. It will soon disappear and won't be a particular issue if we just bide or wait our time. So to blow over. Next is to cover up. And these words, cover up, are used a lot with governments because where mistakes are made, they might not always want the public to know about it, and therefore they may hide the facts or the truth or try to cover up the problem and therefore either blame somebody else or not disclose the information so they don't bring it to the public's attention. So to cover up means to hide or conceal something, some facts, or to mismanage some part of the economy, and in an attempt to take attention away, they try to cover up their mistakes, some contract that was awarded and the work wasn't carried out efficiently or effectively, so there was a little bit of a cover up. Okay, so to hide or to conceal. And then finally, the political phrasal verb to put forward. Okay, and when we put forward something, it's usually a suggestion or it could be a proposal, or indeed a recommendation. So governments usually put forward ideas in the form of white or green papers. These are the colour of the paper to show that it's going to be discussed in the parliament with the different members of parliament and perhaps with the opposition parties to see what the view or what the opinions are. So they will publish their ideas, they will put forward, bring them to people's attention through some paper. And then when it is discussed, debated and ready to be enacted, they will then try and present it as a bill into their Houses of Parliament, and eventually it may be passed into law. Okay, so to put forward ideas, to bring forward ideas, to propose, suggest or recommend something. Okay, so there's our five political phrasal verbs. As I said, they're not specifically and only for political situations, but as you can see, they can be used specifically in that area if you wish. So to bring in a new law, to go back on your word, break your promise. To blow over means to not be an issue after a period of time, it will disappear. To cover up, to hide or to conceal some mistake that has been made or some mismanagement, or to put forward ideas or recommendations. Okay, well, that's the podcast complete, and thanks for listening as always. And if you wish to contact me, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And when you get there, check out the Easy Peasy Club. It's a really easy, effective, economic way for you to learn your English. So thanks for listening. Join me again soon.